haven't seen Ruth or Kiki yet. Give them a couple seconds to sign on. Bobby, you're well lit today.
I'm sorry?
You're well lit in this Zoom world. I do it way too often. You got to be conscious of light and stuff. And so I'm always worried about if I'm lit. Before you were in the dark. Now I love you. I can see your whole face and everything. Good work.
I got all these lights here. I'm one that don't like very many lights. Yeah. That's my wife. She's running around here turning lights on all the time.
You got this technology thing down.
Yep.
Let's see if you know what? I think let me call Senator Curls. I think she was driving back from Jefferson City right now. If she's not going to be with us, we'll start and give Ruth some time to check in. She's go. All right, there's Senator Curls. Ruth.
She did have an appointment today, and she may be running late. So
okay. Thank you. Let's start, and we'll update her with where we are. Let me call this meeting to order of the Jackson County Reapportionment Committee, February 16, 2022 at 2 p.m. I'm going to refer to it as the Jackson County Redistricting Committee sometimes, because I had told someone the Reapportionment Committee, and they said, well, you mean redistricting? Like, no, the charter says reapportionment. So we are the redistricting committee for the committee. We call it reapportionment under our county charter. We start with a roll call of our committee members. Bobby Hernandez.
Present.
Shalon Kiki Curls.
Here.
Paul Jungman.
Here.
Ralph Munyon.
Here.
Ruth Perch. Phil LaVote is here. You got the meeting from yesterday's meeting. We meet every day. This is awesome. So I would entertain entertain a motion to approve the minutes as was sent to you.
So move.
Okay, Bobby with the motion. Can I get a second, please?
I'll second it.
Second from Paul. All those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? The ayes have it. The minutes are approved. And as you all know, and anyone listening, the county is keeping the minutes for us where they're available to the public on the county website. They're also keeping an audio recording of each meeting, also per the open records law, that anyone can tune into that. I don't know if they're keeping the visual one, but they do have the audio. They probably don't want to see us. It's probably better to hear us.
Mr. Lamona, just to follow up on that, we are providing the video on the website.
Okay. All right. So we should have known that sooner. We could have used makeup or something.
I could have got something to cover this head.
Okay. Let me go into new business and I'll give you my spiel and then let's hear what you guys think. Every morning I keep waking up to the news of what's going on in Jefferson City and Topeka about the redistricting committees, and they're fighting, and each party is within their own parties are saying that people aren't being fair. Democrats are saying Democrats aren't being fair. Republicans saying Republicans aren't being fair. And it just looks like a mess. It looks like a mess to me, who've been around politics way too much. And I know it looks terrible to the general public that the public serves to do it. So I tell you that each morning I wake up with that. And each morning I wake up feeling really good at what this committee is doing. Each of us were appointed per our partisan affiliation. But I continue to see each and every one of these members doing what's right by this district. We've had some discussions, never a debate, but discussions about maps and about what should be included and what shouldn't be included. And I really appreciate the respect, the dedication, the passion that you guys all have. Having opinions about these things is very difficult when you're not dealing with other professional people. And these things can go off the rails as we're seeing everywhere else, and we are doing well. So I say that preemptively, that I know we're gonna get through this thing like that too, but I really appreciate the work of this committee so far. Saying that, I know that I've had some conversations offline with people, and I know other committee members are talking. We've had some maps that we're looking at, and I believe we're close on some things. There are still some other issues that I know some other committee members would like to get addressed. I never want to rush this process. We do have a deadline, Ron, but as long as we're making progress, I'm comfortable with us taking another day to keep doing that if we all think that that is pushing us down to the end of the road. So with that being said, I'm going to make a proposal when we get done here. We already have a meeting scheduled for tomorrow, and thanks for Paul to get that reminded of that, so we didn't have to worry about a 24-hour notice. We have one scheduled for tomorrow at 11 a.m., and I would like us just to keep plugging along and fine-tuning these maps and see where we go from there. So that's my thoughts as of today. I'll open it up to the floor of that. I'll start with you, Mr. Co-Chair.
I think that's I think you hit it. You hit the balance correctly, that we do want to keep, we need to keep moving forward because we do have a deadline. But at the same time, it's not something we want to rush. It's going to be in place for 10 years. So I think we just like you said, keep going forward, have a meeting tomorrow and see where we are.
Anyone else opinions? Bobby, Paul, Kiki?
Well, my thoughts are very similar to everybody's. I think we all want fair, compact, equal districts, you know, districts that make some sense. The issues come in is when we look at what comprises a district, what different communities and that make up a district. And the district that I represented for 16 and ran for in 20 years are it's different. It's basically poor and working class district. A huge amount of gentrification has taken place, which just kind of skewers the representation because it's going to limit the kind of working man participation they have. I look at the numbers, and the numbers don't make a lot of sense to me. We have a county where it is almost 24% Black, 10% Hispanic. We have 9 members on the county legislature and 1 minority. And just seems that we ought to keep that in mind when we're drawing these lines up and try to be fair about it. There's rules, but there's also the element of fairness that I think we all have, and we'd like to see it met as best as possible.
Good words, Mr. Hernandez. And I think to your point, Bobby, when we're looking at communities, it's not as easy just to make a square line across the ground. These communities will go over a couple blocks. They won't be, we want to keep those communities together in the same type of district. It's not as easy said as done, but I think this committee is working towards doing that.
Okay, I got.
Go ahead, Bobby.
I got off my soapbox, so.
Oh,
somebody else get on it.
Your passion has been good, and over the years, you've been dedicated to your community, and we appreciate it. Kiki, Paul.
I'm good. I think I just want to echo, some of the thoughts, of course, of the co-chairs as well. You know, I realize this is a process that need to get through pretty quickly, and I'm also looking forward to it. I understand Bobby's concerns with that as well, but I'm understanding that we get through this, and so our stakeholders, our side, be able to do that as well.
Paul, anything you want to add?
I'm just the number of maps that are being shared right now are just great. To me, it just means that we're trying, and we're trying to get it to go in the right direction and to be the right thing for all involved, and to have fair elections. That's what we need, and that's what we're all working forward to and working towards. So I'm good with what's going on at this point.
Thank you. And in our progression, I would like to entertain a motion for a Friday meeting So we have it on the books, so we can always cancel if we don't need it, but let's have it there. And I'm proposing an early one. So if I could get a motion for a Friday morning, 9 a.m. meeting that we can do by Zoom, if we want to meet at the courthouse, I'll bring donuts. But let's at least get that on our calendar. If I could get a motion to for that for Friday at 9 a.m., if that works for everybody. I know.
Yeah, so I'll make that motion. I'll make that motion.
Okay.
And I'll second. This is
second by Kiki. All those in favor that we will have a meeting scheduled by the Jackson County Reports Committee on Friday, February 18th at 9 a.m. Time to be determined. I think that let's do this. Either if you want to appear by Zoom, you can, or we'll try and see if the county could get us somewhere at the courthouse for us to meet too. That will still keep us with it. I don't want to get behind the ball and then we don't have 24 hours notice to have a meeting. So let's have that down there. So the ayes have that, and we will be having that meeting on Friday at 9 a.m. Do we have a vote? I missed that. Do we call?
Yes, the vote, but.
Let's do that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Mr. Cotier, I might just get something on the record like Bobby did. I've told this story to several people that we've talked here, and that is that for better or for worse, I've never understood why Jackson County can't be its own congressional district. And to the layman looking at it, it's obviously not its own congressional district. It goes every which way and probably has forever. But from a layman's point of view, since I've been involved in politics in Missouri since 2008, it's always bothered me that the layman can't look at a district and go, oh, okay, I can see that makes some sense. And so that's why I, in the maps that I've drawn, I've tried to stick to straight lines, or to fix lines. I guess that's the phrase, to main thoroughfares, to city boundaries, that type of thing. I understand that, you know, I don't always get what I want, and I understand that's a fact of life. But I just want to go on the record and say that's why some of the maps that, or pretty much all the maps that you all have seen from me, have as many straight lines as possible on them. So I just want to get that on the record and thank you.
That makes
sense.
I appreciate that. I'm hoping our friend out east, Republican Senator Mike Searboy, hears your words. He's down there in the fight in Jefferson City, trying to keep the 6-2 congressional district and keep Jackson County as one, with some people wanting to do 7-1. So they got quite a battle going in Jeff City. And I know we have Senator Searboy down there and Senator Rizzo and Washington are trying to do what you're saying, which seems to make sense of keeping Jackson County, but that's a whole nother issue about the congressional. But
that is, it's just an example that I always go back to from my experience when it comes to redistricting anything, really.
Well, so this committee so far has made sense. Some others haven't, and hopefully continue to make sense. Yes. We do have a meeting.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to add one thing also. You know, Ralph did say, of course, what did he say? I said, the unfortunate part of this process is that none of us will probably get everything we want out of this.
Well,
so, you know, we'll see where we land, of course.
Sure.
I'm feeling the same way.
All right. Anybody else? That's in our new business. And I'll move to unfinished business, which basically is that we have a meeting scheduled tomorrow at 11 a.m. Thursday, February 17th, 11 a.m. will be by Zoom that the county will facilitate for us. So just a reminder of that. We have already scheduled it. We don't need to have a motion for that. Ralph, I'll ask you to update Ruth on what we did today, just that we're plugging along, if you can.
Absolutely.
Do that.
You bet.
And then she has notice, of course, of the meeting tomorrow. With that, does anyone have any other announcements? Okay, so we have a meeting scheduled tomorrow at 11 a.m. We have a meeting scheduled at 9 a.m. on Friday that we'll actually get to see each other in person at the county courthouse downtown. And we can work on that. Mr. Clifford, if you could help facilitate that for us, and we can talk offline about that, that would be fantastic. And if no one has anything else, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Bobby, and a second?
Second.
Second by Paul. All those in favor of adjournment, say aye.
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 Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We're adjourned. The Jackson County Reports Committee is adjourned until tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Thank you all, and we'll keep talking online, keep working. Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
Thanks.